The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
If you work, this day is for you. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, May 1st, 2023, Monday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. To foster devotion to St. Joseph among Catholics, and in response to the May Day celebrations for workers sponsored by communists, Pope Pius XII instituted the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker in 1955. This feast extends the long relationship between Joseph and the cause of workers in both Catholic faith and devotion. St. Joseph, the carpenter and foster father of Jesus, is one example of the holiness of human labor. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Father, I dedicate this new day to you as I go about my work. I ask you to bless those with whom I come in contact. Lord, I pray for all men and women who work to earn their living. Give them satisfaction in what they do. Spirit of God, comfort the unemployed and their families. They are your children and my brothers and sisters. I ask you to help them find work soon. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray that church movements and groups may rediscover their mission of evangelization each day, placing their own charisms at the service of needs in the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today, the optional memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker. What a beautiful Mass we can do today. Joseph, you, a worker. Like us, we have our work to do. And we ask you to help us to understand more, because when you worked in Nazareth, you found Jesus there in the middle of your work, so often a co-worker with you. And you want me to find Jesus in my work, too. Today's gospel offered, which is proper for today's optional memorial, Lord, you are coming to Nazareth. It says in Matthew, Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. What a homecoming. Lord, what memories. You haven't been away that long, but what memories come back. And when we go to places we've been before and been away a while, we look for those places that look the same, that haven't changed. We look for ways to stir our memories by seeing places, people that move us so. And Lord, you come to your own. You've lived so much of your life there in Nazareth. This time when you are there, however, it is in your public life. You have a reputation already, Lord, and people are wondering what's going on here. I have a great respect for people who have certain professions, especially that of EMTs, or those who are emergency room doctors. Amazing task they have. Sometimes it's little things, bandaging up small cuts or resetting dislocated fingers. But then there's other times when someone is brought in who has a large loss of blood. They're dying, and you don't have much time if you're that doctor or that EMT to find what is the source of that bleeding. How do I stop it? How do I save their life? When they come to you, when you have that profession, it's not just any day of that person then. It's the worst day of their life. If I were that person, what would I say? Lord, in your hands I commend my spirit. And Mary, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. But most of my time of my life will not be the worst day of my life. Perhaps I have another temptation. Perhaps it's a boring life, it seems. Seems nothing's going on. Jesus, they have heard that you have done many miracles in other places, many great things. They say, where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. They have lived a life of many years alongside you, Jesus, and have not seen the extraordinary things they have heard of done in Capernaum and other places. They want a sign, they want an explanation, they want to understand. And they took offense at him. Does familiarity breed contempt? Jesus, help me. Saint Joseph, intercede for me, because I too, for the most of my life, have many ordinary days. Help me to find you there. Help me not to be bored. Help me not to find the horror of the same old thing. C.S. Lewis, in one of his Screwtape Letters, has the devil speaking this way. The horror of the same old thing is one of the most valuable passions we have produced in the human heart, an endless source of heresies in religion, folly in counsel, infidelity in marriage, and inconstancy in friendship. The humans live in time and experience reality successively. To experience much of it, therefore, they must experience many different things. In other words, they must experience change. And since they need change, the enemy, being a hedonist at heart, has made change pleasurable to them, just as he has made eating pleasurable. But since he does not wish them to make change any more than eating, an end in itself, he has balanced the love of change in them by a love of permanence. He has contrived to gratify both tastes together on the very world he has made, by that union of change and permanence which we call rhythm. He gives them the seasons, each season different, yet year every year the same, so that spring is always felt as a novelty, yet always as the recurrence of an immemorial theme. He gives them in his church a spiritual year. They change from a fast to a feast, but it is the same feast as before. Jesus, grant me that simplicity wherein I can take hold of this rhythm like a child and look forward to going at it again. Yes, Christmas time gives way to ordinary time. Ordinary time gives way to Lent. Lent gives way to Easter, and Easter back to ordinary time. Let me not be caught up in wanting even more than that. Saint Joseph, intercede for me that I might find Jesus as you did in everyday work. You, the worker, help me to find joy in hunting down my Jesus. Intercede for me. One writer says, there are times when I have gone to Mass or other church activities, and I can just feel the boredom of those in charge. The presider, the preacher, the musicians, the speaker, the teacher, the confessor. It's one of the great dangers of ministry, of spiritual leadership. Boredom. And I'm convinced that this boredom is at the root of many of the church's ills. People get bored, and what do? First, they communicate that boredom in various ways to those to whom they minister. You're bored? Well, this must be boring, then. Not worth my time or attention. Certainly not life-changing or life-saving. But the bored also do damage in other ways. Mostly their boredom drives them to innovation. I'm bored with this. It's lost its meaning. Therefore, everyone else must be bored as well. It's time to shake it up. What they forget, then, is that while you, the priest, might be bored, the person to whom you're ministering probably is not. If they were, they wouldn't be sitting in that pew. They wouldn't be in that confessional. They wouldn't be in that communion line. Maybe. How am I to survive all this? Jesus, you have said, I make all things new. May I find you and see how you do that. I am passing through life, getting older every day, and it's a linear way towards my death. But it's an exciting time. This can happen in my everyday. Carol Hauslander says, "Every day, crowds of unknown people came to him, Jesus, who feel as hard, as cold, as empty as the tomb. They come with the first light before going to the day's work, and with the gray mind of early morning, hardly able to concentrate at all on the mystery which they themselves are part of, impelled only by the persistent will of love, not by any sweetness of consolation, and it seems to them as if nothing happens at all. But Christ's response to that dogged, devoted will of a multitude of insignificant men is his coming to life in them, his resurrection in their souls. In the eyes of the world, they are without importance, but in fact, because of them and their unemotional communions, when the world seems to be finished, given up to hatred and pride, secretly, in unimaginable humility, love comes to life again. There is resurrection everywhere. Jesus, if I will open myself to your grace, you are rising again in my heart every day. Your grace helps me to find you in the little things, like in Nazareth, where you lived. Your grace brings me back to life again in confession if I have fallen. And every day, especially in this time of Easter season, I can understand this could be the greatest day of my life. This could be the day that I finally move ahead deeply in my interior life, that through the intercession of Saint Joseph, I find my work to be wonderful, even if it's repetitive, seemingly the same, monotonous. You have risen, Lord. The world will never be the same. And the joy must go on through my life and the lives of those that I can touch. May I never be bored. May every day be an exciting day, a day that could be the greatest day, because yet again, one more day, I find you in my ordinary work, let alone in my holy communions and Mass. Joseph, humble worker, it was your joy to be working with Jesus every day. You found him. Help me to find him in my joy. He has risen, and he will come again in my life when I open myself to this grace. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help for putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. On the optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker, May 1st, 2023, a Monday, I'm Paul Sadek, and it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and a pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth."
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, "If I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people." I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
My heart and my flesh. Alleluia.
Rejoice in the living God. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a wild beast come out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 diadems, and on its heads, blasphemous names. The beast I saw was like a leopard, but it had paws like a bear and the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave it his own power and throne, together with great authority. I noticed that one of the beast's heads seemed to have been mortally wounded, but this mortal wound was healed. In wonderment, the whole world followed after the beast. Men worshipped the dragon for giving his authority to the beast. They also worshipped the beast and said, "Who can compare with the beast or come forward to fight against it?" The beast was given a mouth for uttering proud boasts and blasphemies, but the authority it was given was to last only 42 months. It began to hurl blasphemies against God, reviling him and the members of his heavenly household as well. The beast was allowed to wage war against God's people and conquer them. It was likewise granted authority over every race and people, language and nation. The beast will be worshipped by all those inhabitants of the earth who did not have their names written at the world's beginning in the book of the living, which belongs to the Lamb who was slain. Let him who has ears heed these words. If one is destined for captivity, into captivity he goes. If one is destined to be slain by the sword he will be slain. Such is the faithful endurance that distinguishes God's holy people. Then I saw another wild beast come up out of the earth. It had 2 horns, like a ram, and it spoke like a dragon. It used the authority of the first beast to promote its interests by making the world and all its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. It performed great prodigies. It couldn't even make fire come down from heaven to earth as men looked on. Because of the prodigies, it was allowed to perform by authority of the first beast. It led astray the earth's inhabitants, telling them to make an idol in honor of the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second wild beast was then permitted to give life to the beast's image, so that the image had the power of speech and of putting to death anyone who refused to worship it. It forced all men, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to accept a stamped image on their right hand or their forehead. Moreover, it did not allow a man to buy or sell anything unless he was first marked with the name of the beast or with the number that stood for its name. A certain wisdom is needed here. With a little ingenuity, anyone can calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number that stands for a certain man. The man's number is 666.
Whoever is victorious will be clothed in white robes.
I shall praise his name in the presence of my Father and the angels. Alleluia.
Whoever stands firm until the end will be saved.
I shall praise his name in the presence of my Father and the angels. Alleluia.
From the Book on the Holy Spirit by St. Basil the Great, Bishop. Our Lord made a covenant with us through baptism in order to give us eternal life. There is in baptism an image both of death and of life, the water being the symbol of death, the Spirit giving the pledge of life. The association of water and the Spirit is explained by the twofold purpose for which baptism was instituted, namely, to destroy the sin in us, so that it could never again give birth to death, and to enable us
to live by the Spirit, and so win the reward of holiness. The water into which the body enters, as into a tomb, symbolizes death. The Spirit instills into us His life-giving power, awakening our souls from the death of sin to the life that they had in the beginning. This, then, is what it means to be born again of water and the Spirit. We die in the water, and we come to life again through the Spirit. To signify this death, and to enlighten the baptized by transmitting to them knowledge of God, the great sacrament of baptism is administered by means of a triple immersion and the invocation of each of the three divine persons. Whatever grace there is in the water comes not from its own nature, but from the presence of the Spirit. Since baptism is not a cleansing of the body, but a pledge made to God from a clear conscience. As a preparation for our life after the resurrection, our Lord tells us in the Gospel how we should live here and now. He teaches us to be peaceable, long-suffering, undefiled by desire for pleasure, and detached from worldly wealth. In this way, we can achieve, by our own free choice, the kind of life that will be natural in the world to come. Through the Holy Spirit, we are restored to paradise, we ascend to the kingdom of heaven, and we are reinstated as adopted sons. Thanks to the Spirit, we obtain the right to call God our Father. We become sharers in the grace of Christ. We are called children of light, and we share in everlasting glory. In a word, every blessing is showered upon us, both in this world and in the world to come. As we contemplate them even now, like a reflection in a mirror, it is as though we already possessed the good things our faith tells us that we shall one day enjoy. If this is the pledge, what will the perfection be? If these are the first fruits, what will the full harvest be?
As we rise up from the baptismal waters, our sins are washed away.
And the Holy Spirit comes down to us like a dove, bringing the peace of God from heaven, where the church is prefigured by the Ark of Noah. Alleluia.
The blessed waters of the sacrament of baptism free us for eternal life.
And the Holy Spirit comes down to us like a dove, bringing the peace of God from heaven, where the church is prefigured by the Ark of Noah. Alleluia.
Father, through the obedience of Jesus, your servant and your Son, you raised a fallen world. Free us from sin and bring us the joy that lasts forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday, May 1st, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. Yesterday was Good Shepherd Sunday, but here's an extra dose for you. Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This charge I have received from my Father.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. We're celebrating St. Joseph the Worker today, and we've been taught that love is a decision, an act of the will. And it probably goes without saying that we and the people around us will be a lot happier if we love our work. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. Work well done is work done with love. To have a proper regard for the task we are engaged in is perhaps the first step in ennobling it and raising it to the level of the supernatural. We have to put our heart into the things we do and not just do them mechanically, automatically, because we haven't any option. My son, do you remember that man who came to see me this morning, the one with the brown jacket? He's not an honest man. He works as a cartoonist for an illustrated magazine. It gives him enough to live on and keeps him busy. But he always talks disparagingly about his work and tells me, if only I could be a painter, but I have to draw these stupidities in order to eat. Don't pay any attention to them, old chap. Don't even look at them. It's just pure commercialism. In other words, he's only in it for the money. And he has let his spirit get separated from what his hands are doing because he has very little regard for his work. But let me say this, my son. If my friend finds his task so repulsive, if his drawings can be said to be rubbish, the reason is precisely because he hasn't put his heart into them. When the spirit is present, there is no job that doesn't become noble and holy. This is as true of a cartoonist as it is of a carpenter or a dustman. There is a way of drawing cartoons or of working with wood or of emptying bins which shows that love has been placed there, as well as attention to detail and proportion and a little spark of something personal, what artists call individual style. And there is no human undertaking or task in which such a personal ingredient cannot flourish. That's the way things have to be done. The other way, that of loathing one's work and despising it instead of redeeming it and secretly transforming it, is wrong and immoral. The visitor in the brown jacket is therefore an immoral person because he doesn't love his work. Saint Joseph teaches us to love the occupation in which we spend so much of our life, keeping the home, working in the laboratory, at the plow or the computer, delivering parcels, or being a receptionist. The status of a job depends on its capacity to perfect us in a human way and supernaturally as well, on the opportunities it offers to provide for our family and collaborate in good works on behalf of mankind, and on the social contribution we can make in the world through its means. Saint Joseph had Jesus beside him while he worked. At times he would have asked him to hold a piece of wood while he sawed it. And at others, he would have shown him how to use a chisel or a plane. Whenever he got tired, he would have been able to look at his son, who was the Son of God, and his work would thereby acquire a new value, because he would realize that through it, he was collaborating mysteriously in the enterprise of salvation. Let us ask Joseph today to teach us the awareness of the presence of God which he had while he was engrossed in his work. Let us not forget either our mother, the Blessed Virgin, to whom we lovingly dedicate the month of May that begins today. Let us not forget to offer daily in her honor a particular hour of work or study, each day better than the previous one and more perfectly done. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 14 minutes before the hour. And we continue praying now as we join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night.
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servant.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hand. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nation.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might.
I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia. The Lord does whatever he wills. Alleluia.
The Lord does whatever he wills.
Alleluia.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession.
For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas.
He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name, and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
The Lord does whatever he wills.
Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification. Confession on the lips to salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the good shepherd. I pasture my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation, by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the good shepherd. I pasture my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia. God the Father was glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son. Let us pray to him with confidence, saying,
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Father of lights, you bathed the world in splendor when Christ rose again in glory.
Fill our minds today with the light of faith.
Lord, enlighten our minds. Through the resurrection of your Son, you opened for us the way to eternal life.
As we work today, sustain us with the hope of glory.
Lord, enlighten our minds. Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
Set our hearts on fire with spiritual love.
Lord, enlighten our minds. May Jesus Christ, who was crucified to set us free,
be today our salvation and redemption.
Lord, enlighten our minds. And now we take this time to offer the prayers of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's a brand new day, a brand new week, and a new month dedicated to our Blessed Mother. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid after a bit this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.